Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Fresh graduate or someone who just recently graduated and has no idea on how to start adulting? Or maybe you could be that someone who's having a hard time managing finances and you feel like you're all alone in this adulting journey. Well, worry no more. Hi, this is Janine and welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, a podcast where we talk about lifestyle and adulting how-tos here in the Philippines.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast. So, again, this is your host, Janine. And for today's podcast episode, let's ask ourselves, when was the last time that you did something for the first time? Well, as adulting millennials, or as adulting individuals, rather, just to be more general, we tend to get overworked, we tend to forget how to live because there are a lot of things that you have to handle, like, you know, responsibilities, your work, and iba pang factors ng life mo, no? So, ayun, we tend to forget how to live, yung tayo mismo. Our passion slowly. To be honest, I've met a lot of people or I know people my age na dahan-dahan nawawala yung passion nila. And I totally understand because na naman, ang mahal mabuhay, no? Ang mahal huminga dito sa mundo. And that's a fact. Huwag na natin a sugarcoat yun. Hindi na yun malalapatan ng anything. Matatamis sa salita and everything. So, ayun, maybe we can do some simple things in our spare time. Kasi syempre, pagod ka na, diba? Or if meron kang free time, that would be the time for you to sleep, to rest, chill, and not be productive at all. And again, rest is productive, ha? Okay. Anyway, just to make things clear. It doesn't mean that you're not doing anything. Doesn't mean na, alam mo yun, wala ka nang ginagawa, dapat may ginagawa ka. It's not like that. You deserve to rest. And again, rest is productive. Anyway, going back to the question, when was the last time you did something for the first time? We should always ask ourselves this question from time to time. Kasi yung simple things can also make us feel alive. Kasi when you tend to just work and work and work or do your responsibilities, and nakalimutan mo na yung sarili mo, your purpose, what makes you happy, and your passion. It's really sad, and alam mo yun, parang, I don't know, for me ha, just an opinion, that's a disclaimer, okay? I feel like I want to live a life na well-lived, na hindi lang ako mag-focus sa passion projects ko and the work, but also focus on myself. And it's a privilege if you have that option or if you have that time to do so. Pero if you don't, maybe you can do something if possible lang, no? Like, kahit yung simple things, like, pumunta sa ganito, ganyan, mag-isa, ganito, ganyan. Ako naman, in my, like, last June 30th, that was the first time that I did pageant, you know. It was actually my first time to join a pageant and it's a work. Kasi ang dami na nominate, tapos ako na yung huling alay. And I said yes, kasi naman mayroong prize na money. But it's not just the motivation. Yes, the cash is like one of the external motivations why I said yes, sige na ako na alay nyo. But at the same time, I want to gain that confidence and I want to do something, you know, for the first time. So, ayun, I joined the pageant and our work and then, to my surprise, I actually won second runner-up for the department. And I was very happy. And to be honest, that experience was surreal. I don't know how to explain it, but I was really happy that I was able to do that. I've met a lot of people. And for some reason, thank you pala sa nag-makeup sa akin, sa makeup artist. Thank you so much, Gerald. Kasi I have a tendency na pag hindi ako maganda, or hindi naman sa hindi ako maganda, like, there are times I don't feel pretty enough. But when Gerald, nag-makeup siya sa akin, makeup pa niya na ako, I feel so pretty, I feel so confident. Not just yung sa physical features, but also in the inside. And ayun, it's something that I really appreciate, no? Kasi I understand din naman na some women or some people wear makeup to feel confident. And that's true, no? So let's not shame them na, ano ba yan? Nag-makeup ka pa? Ang hilig-hilig mo makeup. Mas maganda natural beauty. Ano ngayon? Maybe that person feels more confident or more empowered if magsusuot sila ng makeup. So kanya-kanya lang yan ang trip. So, ayun, we should always ask that questions to ourselves from time to time, because that question will make you wonder, am I living the life that I wanted, or am I just living for the sake of breathing? And though, am I just breathing for the sake of living? Yung parang ganon. Ayun, kasi from time to time, dapat may thrill yung life. Hindi dahil para boring siya, but just to make you feel alive, just to make you feel na, whoa, nagawa ko yun, shit, yung parang ganyan. So, ayun. So, after this podcast episode, after you listen to this very short podcast episode, I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time I did something for the first time?
That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you find this podcast episode helpful, please click the follow button and please do share this with your family and friends. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at AdultingMillennialsPH and at JanineMariel_. And like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AdultingMillennialsPH. And if you are also interested to have a free financial planning session with me, just click the link in our bio or go to bit.ly/AdultingMillennialsPH and click book a discovery call. Also, feel free to message us and let us know what you would like to hear next. Again, this is Janine of Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast, and we will see you in our next episode. Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.